This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Yesterday, we watched the news of rioting in the streets in Greece and Spain. Today, word of grudging agreement in those two countries about what to do about their deficits. Both of them have introduced new budgets designed to keep their European Union colleagues convinced they are doing all they economically can to reduce their debt. Christopher Worth has the Spanish version from Madrid.
The budget cuts central government spending by 7.3% and freezes public sector pay for a third year. Spaniards are already feeling the pain of earlier austerity measures, like the hefty sales tax hike brought in earlier this year. You might think a lottery win is the only way to escape the pain, but now the government slapped a 20% tax on those too. Outside an unemployment office in Madrid, Juan Rodenas waits to register for benefits. He's lost his job as a waiter and says the austerity measures are really hurting.
The sales tax just went up on food and other items, and now there are things I just can't buy. I need to make my decisions more carefully.
It's understandable that Spaniards are angry at the cuts, says economist Gonzalo Garland of the IE Business School in Madrid. But Spain's government has to cut the deficit so investors and the European Union will believe it can be trusted to borrow money.
It's trying to show to Europe they will do whatever is necessary in order to comply with the deficit. And therefore, Europe, you don't have to worry that I am not making these reforms that at the end of the day are needed. And therefore, we can get out of this one without the full-fledged rescue.
A full-fledged rescue is what Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, fears most. As long as Spain avoids such a bailout, the government gets to decide what gets cut and what doesn't. For example, as part of today's proposals, Spain will actually increase pension payments to retirees. If Spain were to accept outside assistance, Garland says, such a move would be unthinkable. The European Union and International Monetary Fund would make all the rules. And that would inflame public opinion still further. In a week when public protests here turned violent. In Madrid, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.